We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, we're off into hour number two, towardanarchy.com, to follow along. If you look for October 23rd, you see I have a theme. The yield curve, it's back in the economic conversation all of a sudden. It popped up. I saw a Forbes article about the yield curve, and you know, the yield curve generally tends, we're talking about bonds and about their maturity length. We've talked about this before, and how what it suggests is that people are concerned about the future. And they're not investing in the future. They're investing in more of more short-term bonds, and that's classically a very good predictor of recession or even depression. Certainly recession, it's something that it points to. Recession doesn't always necessarily fall into depression. And then, of course, they want to change the definition of such things all the time. We're currently in a recession, and it's continuing to – the economy is continuing to fall. It's continuing to go down. We're falling further into recession. We are reaching – we're reaching closer to the point of stagflation, where inflation is out of control and there's no growth. These are all things that. So I started the conversation earlier in the show, just hinting about this, suggesting that that this can be drug out for a long period of time, that it can take a long period of time for these things to manifest themselves, for them to reach a breaking point or to reach a bubble, if you will, to use some favorite economic term there. So this is a bubble as well. And so we have what can appear to be these moments of brightness in the economy, where we can look at it and say, oh, this is really good. This is a good sign, except that the overall trend, again, is this bell curve, the downside of the bell curve that we're on, and that gets ignored. They zoom in on the time and place. This is something that the manipulators of such things will do, and they will concentrate on the very now of things in very micro terms, and completely destroy the macro, the larger picture of things, or even if they don't destroy it, they certainly contribute to its decline. And so they never show you that further out picture of the way things really are. They don't show you that zoomed out bell curve. They show you that zoomed in spike, that highlight, that point that you can look at and try to build something from. And that's just a political game. Whether it's a manipulation or not, it's a political game. And it's also a psychological game, because part of the problem with economics on the larger scale is the effect of other people's opinion on it, because the opinion cascades. So your individual opinion about the economy in any given aspect of it means absolutely nothing. But as that opinion grows and other people take on that opinion, it does then begin to have an effect on the economy. And it's usually a negative one. That's the problem with manipulating the economy from one side or the another, as a banker or as the Federal Reserve or as the government or what have you, in terms of, well, they see a problem and so they want to, for their political butts, try to head off that problem, except that, again, you're only focusing on this one thing, and it has this ripple effect that affects everything else. And I don't understand how they get away with it. Pot smokers are supposed to have a short-term memory, but I think the shortest-term memory of anyone or anything on the planet is a voter. They get hopped up for about 2 seconds every year. It's going on right now, in fact. It's that time of year. Everything I see, voting. Voters are taking on the COVID approach to voting, and they're getting in and they're voting earlier, and it's just vote. Everybody's prepared. So you get this hype, this push for everybody to get involved and change things, except they just did that. They just did that 2 or 4 years ago. They just had the same hype. They just had the same arguments. They just had the same candidates and the same problems with the economy 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it is. That problem's still there, and so all this hype, all this, the circus of the politics, is just another, it's just another symbol, another symptom of the total lack of attention to detail on the part of that short-term memory on the part of the voter, because nothing has changed. And so they run to the polls and they're going to vote again, and they're going to suggest that, well, okay, so just one more law, one more vote, one more candidate, just one more time, we'll eventually get it right. But they're focused in on that minutia, that tiny portion of whatever it is that they're trying to correct, or they're trying to understand, or they're trying to see that is, they believe is broken and needs attention. And there's no real greater picture. It's all very, very selfish and foolish in its refusal to acknowledge the larger picture. That zoomed in approach is so detrimental to our understanding of where we're going and how we got there, and the manipulation of everything in between. If people could, if they were allowed to, if the political and social manipulators stop for a split second, and these people could clear their heads and they could step back and they could take a look at it, they'd see the downward trend, they'd see the failure of their constitution, they'd see the failure of their politics, their politicians, of their legal system. They'd see that the same people who have done this have done this for money, and they've done it for themselves, and they've done it for the lie that they're doing it for the people. That was the thing about Laura Kelly, the governor here in Kansas, and me saying that she's a liar when she says that she's that you can trust her. All politicians say this: you can trust them, that they're not partisan, that they choose. That their party is second to the important points that they got into politics for and the important things that they're going to do. But it's just not true. There's no truth to it. If it was, when you step back and you take that bigger picture of things, you wouldn't see the downside of a bell curve. You'd see something typically more in a straight line. This is why the yield curve conversation is so apropos to any of these conversations about economics or what we're doing or who we are in terms of politics and on a social level, because it should be a relatively straight line when we look at all of these things. When we take a look at the yield curve, the straight line is the theoretical place where there's no manipulation. It's a theoretical place because there's constant manipulation, and it's constant manipulation by the system and those who benefit from it. So it's a manipulation that, as long as we are focused on the short term, on the political, on the social necessity of the political and economic ignorance, I don't know of any other way to put it, because the reality is out there. So as long as we continue to focus on this small point, we continue to miss the bigger picture, and we continue to miss why it is that these things happen, what it is that the manipulators are doing to cause the thing to curve, to cause the curve. So the response in the curve is a response to the manipulation of our future right now. They're playing with the numbers right now to change things right now, but every time they do that, that kicks the can further down the road, that inverts the curve further. It pushes the outlook on long term further down the road, because it's never going to get better. As long as you continue to do the same things, the only thing that you can hope for and the only thing that you want to focus on as somebody in business, as somebody who is subjected to that middle place of manipulation, is looking for the places where you can take advantage of the manipulations in the markets. It's pushing back. So they manipulate the market. You find a place to push back. And so the line becomes straight again, the yield curve, the political line, this real and imaginary line that exists in our economy and in our politics, that bends and flows with the manipulation by the people and the things that stand to benefit short term from the manipulation, in complete disregard of the long term, of the future, of what it is that they are doing that's going to make it harder to see the next spike down the road, and to be able to push back for the economy, for it to naturally, for the people to use economics to naturally push back against the manipulation. And the claim is that these things are done in an effort to help the economy and help people. But how can that be? How can it be when you can look at it and see that it's not working? That the same manipulations, the same programs, the same, whether it's quantitative easing or manipulation of the rates or the yields or whatever it is that these people are manipulating, you can look at it from every single point and see that it doesn't work in our favor. It works real well for people who are paying attention to the markets, if you will, because that's where it tends to reflect itself. So if you have somebody who is spending their time babysitting their money and concerning themselves with their money as a business or as a stock investor might, then they have some advantage, but it's still pushback. They're still trying to find a way through the system to keep more of their money, to make more money, to save more money, to keep it out of the hands of those people that are trying to steal it. And they have this every excuse in the book for why they're stealing it. They're helping somebody. They're paying for colleges. They're paying for military. They're paying for homeless shelters. They're paying for this. All of these things that they're paying for, but they're not, because these things continue to become harder and harder to fund, and these people continue to get richer and richer and continue to make money, and so they're liars. That's it. They're just a bunch of liars. Laura Kelly is a liar when she says she does something for Kansas. All politicians are a liar when they say they're doing something for the people, when they say they're doing something for us. It's just not true. They're for one, the system only allows them to do stuff that supports the system in one way or another, whether it's in terms of a return in votes and bolstering the system, the tacit agreement in the system, or whether it's a financial gain, a direct financial gain for them. There's always something in it that they're getting first. And at best, we're getting the trickle down from it. And so here we are, once again, zoomed in on this point in time in our economy and looking at all of these different problems within it in very short-term answers, the solutions that we look for, instead of stopping. Nobody ever just stops messing with it. They keep tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it, and eventually it will break. This is historical. Eventually it will break. They can string it out forever and ever. And so while we can sit here and talk about how bad the economy is, you're never going to convince most people of it, because they're just not paying attention. And if they are paying attention, they're paying attention to this zoomed in micro aspect of the conversation that is in complete disregard of the larger conversation and the damage that we do when we ignore those conversations. If you want to get a better sense of what the yield curve is, it's not going to help you with my political analogy and our individual as individuals and how we follow along in that same yield curve. It won't help you with that, but it'll help you understand the yield curve and the manipulation of our economy and what leads to the yield curve flexing back and forth as it does, whereas theoretically it should be just a general straight. All of the economy should be a general straight line, and then you focus in on it and there are bumps. When you zoom back out, it should be a straight line where everybody's on a level playing field. Nobody is manipulating values. Nobody is manipulating it for potential outcomes. It's just a straight line. And what's happening when you zoom in is individual action, individual reward, individual consequence that doesn't have much to do with anyone or anything other than that right there at that time, those people in that place in that time, whereas we continue to socialize the economy and socialize our government. And this is what they don't really want you to see when you see a band is them taking that money and sticking it in their pocket and screwing the rest of us. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I haven't played amateur etymologist and what, not entomologist, not a bug guy, etymologist, word guy, in a while. I haven't focused on any words, but there was a word that kept popping up this week that I wasn't sure people using right. I think they think they are, but I think they're necessarily wrong. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's look, because I've never looked up the word before. I understand it in context, but I've never actually looked up the definition of the word shill. You know, it's S-H-I-L-L, shill. It's a noun. I just typed it into the browser just during the break. And so it says a shill is a noun, an accomplice of a hawker, gambler, or swindler who acts as an enthusiastic customer to entice or encourage others. So that right there, that definition right there, it suggests that to be a shill for someone, that you're on their payroll, that there's a reward for your doing so. And that's it. It's you're being rewarded to, whether you believe it or not, to enthusiastically act enthusiastically in the presence of others to get them, to encourage them to buy into your accomplice's BS or whatever it is, right? So that's right. That's a shill, an accomplice of a hawker, gambler, or swindler. So to put it in context, so Alex Jones is accused of being a hawker, a gambler, and a swindler in lots of ways, in the things that he says and in the products that he offers. And people say that he is swindling people. And so then a shill for Alex Jones would be his accomplice, someone who benefits from enthusiastically acting to entice and encourage other customers to buy things from him. I certainly don't do that. I speak about Alex Jones on occasion. The name comes up. He's a pop culture figure. He's also the same age as me, and he's in the same business as I am and has been. We've both been in the same – actually, I guess right about the same amount of time, I suppose, in total number of years doing this. And he's found a place – and a couple of issues on which he wanted to plant his flag, and he received the rewards for doing so. People rewarded him for his thoughts and insights into our political system and the New World Order in particular, in general, also the likes of the Illuminati and such. And so he spent years and years doing the same sorts of things that I have. So I understand him. I get him. I know what he's doing. It makes what sense it needs to make to me. And so I just accept Alex Jones for who he is. I suggest that we should all try to do a lot more often, and just accepting people for who they are. And when you want to know the truth, when you want to know the real story, you take out the filter. And if your filter is RBN, or if your filter is a political division, or if your filter is Alex Jones, whatever your filter is, until you pull that filter off and question the ideas that are coming through that filter, let alone the ones that aren't, you will have a much more honest understanding of reality and acceptance of the people for who they are. You know what to expect from them. It was a joke made about my former business partner the other day, just something about him being who he is and doing what he does, and you knowing that that's what he'll do. And so we had a thing where there's still a couple of issues that we're trying to deal with, a couple of things that have to be resolved to separate ourselves completely from the former business partner. And so he had to be brought in to deal with something, and I knew exactly what he was going to do. I knew exactly what his reaction would be, what his thoughts would be, what his actions would be. And it was exactly as I thought it would be when it came up that we were going to have to approach him with this problem. It's just accepting people for who they are and knowing who they're going to be to help a little bit. I'll come back and pick up this conversation. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network, with your host, Michael Storm.
I'm a shill for myself. I'm a shill for the network. I'm definitely not a shill for Alex Jones. And even if you go and look at the take an expanded look at the word shill, how about this? A shill may also act to discredit opponents or critics of the person or organization in which they have a vested interest. That calls for a citation. Well, I don't know about a citation, but I guess you could call it that. I'll give you the example that is, I think I can. A shill may also act to discredit opponents or critics of the person or organization which they have a vested interest. That seems completely reasonable for a shill to do, and completely suggests that there is a benefit to them for doing so, for them making that argument, that acting in favor of their organization or the person or whatever. I want to try to read some of the. In most uses, shill refers to someone who purposely gives onlookers or participants or marks the impression of an enthusiastic customer independent of the seller. So it's the snake oil salesman, right? It's the episode of The Simpsons or just about any other pop culture reference to the father and son snake oil salesman. Oh, well, why is his picture on the bottle if he, you know, if the guy in the audience doesn't know you? I've never met you before in my life, sir, have I? That sort of thing, except his picture is on the bottle, and that exposes him as being the shill. So there's again, the direct impression that somebody stands to benefit from it, that they're part of the scam. Well, I can assure you that I am not, and I don't think that there is anybody else here that is a part of any scam or a part of the Alex Jones crew. In fact, I've had arguments and unfriendly, non-productive, I don't know, all of the above. I've had conversations with people in and around Alex Jones, and they don't like me. They don't like me because these people are still statists. A lot of them are right-wing. I need to talk to you about that. Right-wing military people, and they're steeped in it. They're raised in that idea. Their parents were, you know, their dad or their grandpa or somebody, their uncle, maybe all of them. We're all in the military. And that's all they've ever grown up in. And they believe that's what freedom is fighting the bad guy of the state. And they don't really spend a lot. They don't seem to spend a lot of time questioning who the enemy of the state is until they become the enemy of the state. And that's an interesting thing that a lot of the right, a lot of people on the right, a lot of commentators, a lot of influential people, and political people on the right are going through right now is that we're in that point of history where it's the liberal left. This happens. This is your history. You have to go back. You have to study your history. You have to read some of these things, even just a little bit, to understand that it's so often. The socialists, let me leave it at that word, the socialists who are responsible for pushing it too far and taking us to the place where we are and to where it seems that the right has to push back, that it has to do, conservatives have to push back against the socialists in order to retain any wealth or control over their own lives. And so we seem to be at that point in history again where, and this is the problem, why it's important to talk about the Alex Jones situation, why it's important to support the notion that his being held liable for $1 billion of damages is more important than just him. Now, I'm going to tell you that legally, I don't think it's a reasonable, defensible judgment against him, and it shouldn't stand. But I have to believe, having spent enough years watching this stuff, listening to these people, reading a little bit of their materials along the way, that just goes to sort of prove that they're human and that they are doing what they want to do, whether you want to call them New World Order, Illuminati, or whoever they are, that they're there and they are manipulating our political and social existence as well as our economic existence, of course. But they're manipulating our political and social existence in a socialist direction. Government itself is socialist. It's just a degree of socialism. And I've suggested to you before that liberty, that freedom, You know, freedom being the natural state, liberty being the state of enjoying freedom from obligation to any authority, anyone who thinks they're an authority. But in this case, you know, the government, the controllers. And so that this is a straight line, that freedom, that liberty is a straight line. At one end of it is slavery, and at the other end of it is anarchy. And that everything in between is just some totalitarianism light. That's what it is. It's some version of light slavery, of a little bit of inconvenience, theft by a manipulating political class controlling the legal system in order to use their political position to steal our wealth, to continue to fund their political position and they themselves, and to protect them from us when we get tired of them stealing their wealth. That's the cycle that we're in. That's where we're stuck. That's the place that we find ourselves in this time. And that's why I would suggest that we have a problem, that we're on the downside of this bell curve, and that there's just no climbing back up it. The political one, we've fallen to socialism and will continue to fall further and further into socialism because government is socialism. The economic bell curve, we've fallen past that, and that just follows with the manipulations of the political system. The people who manipulate the political system manipulate the economic system, and the economic system manipulates the political system. And this is what I'm talking about it being a cycle that we're caught in and that we can't break ourselves from. But you can. You can by separating yourself from it. That's the anarchist suggestion. That's my suggestion as a true anarchist, as someone who can sit here and absolutely say to you, you can do what you want to do with you, and I don't care. I truly don't care. I'm not trying to save the children. I'm not trying to save the whales. I'm not trying to save the planet. I'm wishing, hoping that everyone saves themselves. If everyone would just save themselves, then everything else in turn gets saved. If everyone does what's right for themselves, it can only result in two things: success for themselves and everyone else, or failure for themselves. It won't be a failure for everyone else, because that failure presumably would be either indication enough that nobody else should do what they've attempted to do, or that failure leads to them getting, you know, killed. And then, you know, who wants to do that? Who wants to make people so angry that they kill them? We don't need more political system. We don't need more laws. We don't need one more vote, a different candidate, a different party. None of these things are going to fix the real problem, because they are the real problem. It's the effort, the money, the time, the cost, just everything that's put into the push and the pull. And making that straight line some sort of bent curve, pushing and pulling back and forth between the it's not the haves and the have-nots. It's the people who have everything and the people who would live off of them. It's a very leech class. Definitely, people call them elites all the time. I call them leeches, because that's what they are. They're the leech class. They are either suggesting that who they are and what they have is so much more important than everyone else that they have to take and manipulate everything so that they can protect what they have, or they're so arrogant as to think that they can decide and that they should decide for everyone else what is important for them and what it is that they can and can't do. This is the core problem that can't be solved by this political system, working within this system and pretending that democracy, that politics, that presumed authority can ever be good in any way, that there's anything that ultimately results in good government, or that you can point to and say that that's good government, because there's been no government as of yet in any form, communist, capitalist, democratic, republic, none of these forms, where the same thing didn't happen, where the bankers and the money lenders eventually buy the political system and make their money and their wealth central to all the rest of us. They insert themselves into all of our economic and political positions. It happens all the time, and some people point to the a race or a religious group and say it's these people over there. But I tell you that it's not that simple. I'm trying to find the right word there to put it. I don't want to dismiss the idea, because the problem is, as soon as you dismiss any of those arguments in their whole, is that all somebody has to do is literally point to one thing, one person, one example of that, and so it's right there in front of you, and it completely belies your argument that there is no such thing. And so I won't suggest that there isn't, but I would absolutely suggest that regardless of these groups and their motives, original, current, future, whatever, that they are only able to do what they do through manipulation of the political system. And you can end that in a number of different ways. It'd be nice to end the Fed. It would be nice to end the banker control on everything. It would be fantastic if we could show everyone that there are better ways to create and manage wealth than centralized credit expansion and currency and expansion of the currency. It should be obvious, it should be easy, but again, you have real shills shilling for those ideas. You have somebody like a Ben Bernanke, or you have Paul Krugman, people like this who are true shills. This is the lie of the political system, the economic system, these things that are intertwined together, is that they are. These guys are shills. That when you hear that talking head, that guy on the news, or that politician, or that banker talking about the positives within this system and denigrating all of the things outside of that system, you can assure yourself that they're a shill for it, that they stand to gain from it. Whether they believe that what they're saying is true, and that if you do what they say to do will fix the system and everything will be better or not, doesn't matter. I think you can prove that they don't believe that. Again, this look, just taking the bigger picture and looking at the fact that none of it's working. None of the lies of the politicians, none of the lies of the bankers, none of the changes, none of the – one of the things that Laura Kelly brags about in this particular ad that I've mentioned is the fact that they have overfunded the police, that they have they've maximized the funding of police and law enforcement in the state of Kansas, and yet it still continues to be extremely crime ridden, and the people that the state of Kansas decides that it's going to go after are people who are defending themselves or pot smokers or all these things that are violations again of this, the violations created by this system, created by these people, enforced by these people because they're shills for it, because they all benefit from it, even if they don't really realize what their small part of it does in the larger picture. You see the connection between those? I do. I see it clear as day. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up here.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I will very shortly be seated upon my throne. I finally did it. It finally happened. It took until this week. I guess we've been at right at 2 years, somewhere right in there. And it's the last, officially the last piece of the drum set. I scored. I got real lucky. I had been looking around and watching and pricing, and a good throne is $100-$200. You know, it's hard to make a decent stool to sit on. It has to be comfortable and functional, and it has to be sturdy. That's one of the biggest things. It has to be sturdy, and it can't sink. It can't. Most chairs that you sit in, you sink, you sit back in them. It has to sit you forward. There's all these reasons why you can't just grab the average sort of stool, bench, seat thing and use it, or any other seat really, a desk chair or something like that, and use it to play the drums. You can. I've been doing it for the past 2 years and have done it before, but I was on the hunt for a throne, and I finally found one this week, and I scored a heck of a deal. I just had to drive up north, sort of 15-20 minute drive, no big deal, and pick it up, meet some lady in a Kmart parking lot. Well, it used to be a Kmart. It's no longer a Kmart. And this wonderful throne. I'm pretty sure it's vintage 70s. It doesn't seem to have any markings on it, but it's really, really well built. And the hardware on it just looks old. It doesn't have a modern feel to it. It's not, everything is curves and pieces of plastic and make it easier to grab, and this is just big hunks of metal, and you turn them and you adjust the different parameters of the seat, the height and I guess mostly it's just the height. There's also the spread of the feet as well, but I will be doing that. That's the thing, is that I had just enough time when I picked it up earlier this week to sit down and adjust the drums themselves, because the chair that I've been using, its highest point is the lowest point of the throne that I picked up. So the throne sits up nice and tall, and so I had to bring the drums up. They'd been sitting. I had always thought that they sat so low because of the seat that I was sitting in, and it's okay as long it doesn't matter how high or low they or you sit up, as long as you can reach them and as long as your legs are generally straight out, that there's not a not sticking straight out, but your legs bent to press the pedals. And so if they're just directly, your knees are directly above the pedals, basically no more bend in your legs than that. And then that way you have the fastest reaction. I'm going to go play my drums. I've convinced myself that that's what's going to happen. It was going to happen anyway. We'll see you next week with Dr. Dean Lloyd right here on Toward Anarchy. Till then, take care.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, Another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.